Avera, you're mentioning Hashem's name in vain. So mashma only that love, but all other loves, tshuva helps. Mar says no. Loi. Loi sisa v'chol d'dami lei. The love of loi sisa and any other love like it. If there's any love that you deserve to get malchus for that love, then tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on. You have to come on to have, you have to come on with get malchus also. But tshuva alone doesn't help. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that pevov umar aleph on top. Again, the shaila was: is tshuva mechaperes on iser asei? What about a lois asei? So first, we wanted to say that on a lois asei that you get malchus, tshuva is not mechaper. That's what we said. Either by the kapita was mashmo loisisa, so more gave a teretz mechol the domelei. Any lav like loisisa, tshuva alone is not mechaper. Toshma. Any lava in the Torah that's under loisisa, not so strong as this lava of not to say Hashem's name in vain, is tshuva mechaperis. Tshuva alone is mechaper, cleans you off from that avera. Ma'ashenkim loisisa lamala, anything including this lava loisisa and higher up, in other words, this lava that you set out Hashem's name in vain, or else chayvi krisus, is tshuva tela. Then we say tshuva is only tela, only hangs. In other words, to say maybe you don't get a punishment yet, but you're not cleaned yet, for Yom Kippur Mechaperim. You have to have Yom Kippur. V'akopon Mekashir with Mashm, anything below Loisisa, Tshuva alone is Mechaper. Mashm, even a regular lav. If you stop and do a lav, and you do Tshuva, it's Mechaper. Not like we wanted to say before. Before we wanted to say, Tshuva by itself is not Mechaper on a lav that you get Malkus. Only on a lav, Hanitach Liasei. Sumerian says here also, that Loisisa v'chol d'domilei. That it says, that tshuva is not mechaper on the lav loisisa, not only loisisa, but anything that's doing to it. There's any lav, tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on to Yom Kippur also. Tshuva alone is only mechaper, like we'll see later, if you do an isser asei, then you do tshuva, you have a kapora right away, or else a lav that you don't get malchus for, like a lav hanitl yasei. Yet the Moteras meloisisa lamala tshuva tola v'yom kippur mechaper. And Moteret says, Loisisa v'chol d'domilei. Toshma, I'll bring you raya. Lefi shenema b'chorv. It says in the parasha of Chorv v'nake, that Hashem will clean you. You'll have a kapara. So Rashi learns, Lefi shenema b'chorv, tshuva v'nake, liyacha mai segel. The post is talking about, yes, the klai yisodi v'chet v'egel, ki shola Moshe l'spal aleim, and Moshe went to daven for them, l'kama m'forosh, but we'll soon explain it. But it says in that parasha that Moshe, after he was m'spala, they should have a kapara. It says Eloshin Venakia that they're cleaned. Now Yochel, I would think, Af Loisisi Muhim, maybe who had in this lav of not to say Hashem's name in vain. Also, if you do tshuva, you have a kapara for that, you're forgiven. Tamulay Mano, another pasuk says Loyinaki. Like I said later in the Yud Gimel Midos, it says there Hashem Shachabach Mekhanim Nakev Loyinaki. It says Loyinaki, you're not going to be clean. Or else it says Loyinaki here by Loisisi also. Twice in the Torah it says Loyinaki. By the Aseret HaDibros in Shema Yischof, where it says Leisisa Hashem Lekech Lashov, it says Layinake, you will not be cleaned. So for this lava Leisisa, tshuva alone doesn't help you. Yochel, I would think Av Shar Chai V'Lavin Kain. Maybe who are then every other Chai V'Lavin? If you're over lav, you eat Chazir, and then you do tshuva, maybe it does not help you. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no Es Shemai. As by Leisisa, it says, because you mentioned Hashem's name in vain, that's why Loyinaki not cleaned. So it's a diyik Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Only the chet of saying Hashem's name in vain, you don't have a kaparon. Avo Menache Shah Chai V'Lavim. But other lavim, if you stam eight chazir, then you do tshuva, you have a kaparon. There's a diyik here, Davke Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Avo Menache Shah Chai V'Lavim. So according to this braisa, on all other lavim, if you do a lav, and you do tshuva, the tshuva is mechaper you. So Gemara says, Tanoihi. Okay, but I call upon him, it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, another braisa says like this, we learned, Alma tshuva mechaperis. On what does tshuva have the power to be mechaper to forgive us, if somebody does tshuva? Al esei v'aloisa sheshenitik liasei. It's only if you're over in Yisra asei. Some Torah says like to do it and you don't do it. You didn't go into the sukkah. Or else v'aloisa asei, you talk to over the lava gezel, you stole something. But that lav is nitikli asay, there's a mitzvah now to go return Heshivas Exela. Therefore, you don't get malchus for that lav. So, for that lav, tshuva is mechaper. Aber v'yama tshuva teila, v'yama kippa mechaper. on what is true, but just making it hang. In other words, you don't have a complete kapara. You're not forgiven. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur mechaper. Al krisos v'al misas bezdin. V'al loisasei gomer. And echnam, if you do a regular loisasei, you eat chazir, even though you do tshuva afterwards, you don't have the complete forgiveness. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. So you see, it's a machlekes tanoim on a regular lav. If you do tshuva afterward, is it mechaper you or not? Now, Omar, before we said, it says by Chorev and Akir, it says there by Yetzer Chet Egel, if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechar for you. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know that the Apostle is talking about if you do tshuva? If you do tshuva, you'll have your kapara. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eif Shaloyma Nake, you can't really say you'll have a forgiveness, Shekva Nema Loyinake. Over there the Apostle says, no, Loyinake, you will not be forgiven. V'yev shalom, lo yinaki, you also can't say. Lo yinaki, you can't say that either. Shekvar nema naki, because the Pasuk also says naki, the Pasuk also says, you will get a kapara. So who really gets a stira? Will you get a kapara or won't you get a kapara? Hoketzet, how does it come out both sukim? We have to say that naki lishovim, naki hu lishovim. V'yeinam naki lishenim shovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only forgives the one that does tshuva. But if you don't do tshuva, you won't have a kapara. Now that's this pasuk of Yud Gimel Midah. Says Hashem, Hashem, Keracha Mechana, Rabbeinu Mechatzim, Nezno Zechatzim, Lofim, the Yisrael Mefeshah Mechatov Benake. And then it says Lo Yinake. In other words, sometimes Hashem does forgive you, and sometimes you're not forgiven. So what's the first part for Nake? That's Lashovim. If you do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechapiyu. But if you don't do tshuva, he's not mechapiyu. So we're saying now this goes on an Isra Asay, and a Lois Asay Anitically Asay, that for these things, I call upon them, you have a tshuva, you'll have your kapora with tshuva alone. And we'll soon see more about this. Shoel Rabbi Matsya ben Chorish, es Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah b'Roimi. As Rabbi Matsya ben Chorish asked the question by Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah when he met him in Rome, that he said like this, Shomate, I heard over, Arba Chalukei Kapora, Shoel Rabbi Yishmael Dorish. Rabbi Shmuel used a darshan and said there are four different types of kapara, four different ways of being cleaned off from the various you did. So like he meant to ask, Rabbi Lezer, do you know anything about it? Are you also asking to this, that there are four different ways you'll have your kapara sometimes? Omar Lloyd, Gisa, should be yes. He said back to him, so Rabbi Lezer said back to Matthew ben Chorish that you should know Shleishahin. Really, there are only three different ways of having your kapara. O tshuvim kol echad v'yechad, but you need tshuva with every single one of them. In other words, the different ways is that we're saying now, Yamol, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. Like if you do a Leisaseh, you need Yom Kippur to be Mechapiyu. If you do a Sunsi, Chai B'Krisis, then you need Yisurim. You have to have pains to be Mechapiyu. And then a Chil Hashem, you have to come on to Misa. Only Misa is Mechapiyu. So there are three different ways with how you get your Kapara. Even though we said there's a fourth way, really, first of all, the Bishmol Yisadashim, there are four. The fourth one is Tshuva. Like a whole point by Nisar Asay, if you only did an Asay, you do tshuva, tshuva alone is mechar for you. So Reb Lez is saying though, no, really there are only three different categories. Because the first category of doing tshuva, that you need with every one of them. That we'll soon see. Sometimes Yisurim is mechaper, and sometimes Misa is mechaper, avada, that's only if you do tshuva. By all cases, you need tshuva. Just true, certain times tshuva by itself doesn't help. But with Yom Kippur, or with Yisurim, like we'll soon see, then it's mechaper. But you can't include tshuva like one separate thing, because all the other three also need tshuva. So it's like three separate things, but tshuva goes with every one of them. Like this. Overall, let's say, somebody did an Isra Asa, he didn't eat in the sukkah. They shave and he does tshuva about it. He has his charot, he feels bad, he has the ziva sachet, he won't do it anymore. And he says vidui, he does tshuva. The locher is, einozoz mishom ha'ashem oichlam loy. He won't move from there until min ha'ashemayim, they'll be moichel, they'll forgive him. Shenem, but the Pasuk says, Shuvah vonim shoivavim. Hey, sometimes, right after you do tshuvah, shoivavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives you, you're accepted back. So for certain averas, like in Isra Asay, if you didn't eat in the sukkah, you do tshuvah, you have your kapara right away. What about overall lois asay? You did a regular lois asay, yeit chazir. For you also tshuvah, and afterward you did tshuvah, you have charot, you felt bad, and you said you won't do it anymore. You said vidui, still tshuvah toilah. Tshuvah only helps that you'll be hanging. You won't get a punishment right away. But for your Mekippur Mechaper, you don't have your Kapora right away, you have to come on for complete forgiveness until you live through a Yom Kippur. Shenem, because the Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Ki b'ayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, mikol chatoseichem, that on today, Yom Kippur, you'll have a Kapora, you'll be clean from all your averus.
So mashma certain chatoyim, but dafki you need Yom Kippur. You won't have a kapur without Yom Kippur. That's the right. Yom Kippur is mechapiyu. On what? On a loisasei. What about over our Christus lumises bezdin? Let's say somebody did an avera. That's for that avera yechayiv chorus, or else yechayiv mises bezdin. The also tshuva, and the person goes and does tshuva. The halacha is tshuva v'yom kippur terlin. Even if you live through a Yom Kippur, and even if you did tshuva, it doesn't help you. You don't have the complete kapara yet. It's only hanging. The yisurim amarkin. But if you have yisurim and Hashem gives you pain, punishment, that will clean you. Shenema, because there's a passage in Tehillim that says, Upakarati ba'ashevet pshoim. Uvanagoyim avonim. That sometimes upakarati Hashem will give us punishment, b'shevet with a stick, pshoim, because of the averus we did. Uvanagoyim sometimes will get back plagues, avonim, because of our averus. So the certain averus, it's not enough just to do tshuva, but you have to get yisurim. Avomi sheyesh chil Hashem b'yodoy, anybody that causes chil Hashem, and Rashi says chil Hashem means choite o machti acherim. You do an avera and you cause other people to learn from you also to do averus. That's called the chil Hashem. Then the klal is ein loy koyach b'tshuva litlois. Tshuva by itself can't even make it hang. For loy be a makipa lechaper, and Yom Kippur also can't be mechaper. For loy be yisurim lamarik, and yisurim can't clean you off. Elo kulon terlin. Now all three of them together just makes it hang. Maybe you won't get the punishment so bad yet. Even if you have tshuva, even if you have Yom Kippur, even if you have yisurim, still you need umisa lamarikis. You have to come out to misa. When you get killed b'shas misa, then if you're doing tshuva, then you'll have a kapara for chil Hashem. Shenema, because the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'niglo b'yozne Hashem tzvokois, Em yichu paru oven azeh lochem atamusin. The Hashem is wondering if you'll have a kapara until you die. Mashma, there are certain averis, you don't get a kapara until you die. So these are called the four different chaluki kapara. There are chaluki kapara for certain averis, and Yisra say, you do tshuva, you have a kapara right away. You're over a lav, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. You're over a lav that has chorus, you have to come on to Yisurim. You have to get punishment. If you're over the Yisachil Hashem, then you have to come on to Misa. So you see, Akol Ponim, a posture, tshuva does not help for everything. You have to come on to other things to be mechapa, to forgive you. So the question they ask here is, first of all, the Rambam says a lashon that tshuva is mechaperas halakol. Rambam says, if you do tshuva, it helps you for anything. And also, it's a little kasher, we know the Mesil Sesharim explains, how does tshuva work? Really, l'chur, there's a midas hadin that says, if you did an avera, you have to get punished. That's the midas hadin. So how come there's a midah of tshuva l'churah tzestir that's going against the midas adin? How could you like not get punishment if you did the avera? What's pshat mitzvah's tshuva? So the Mesil Hashom explains that tshuva is the same way like a chacham is matar a neder. If you make a neder and you have charot, you feel bad, you made a neder, you go to the chacham, he's oikah the neder l'mafroya. He takes away the promise as if you never made it. So here also, tshuva is a koyach that the fact that you feel bad in your mind, that you did the avera, Hashem accepts the charota, the feeling bad, as if you took away the maisa, as if you didn't do the aver altogether. So that's why you don't get a punishment. Therefore, it's not called a stira to midas adin. Midas adin is that if you did an aver and you still have the aver, you have to get punished. But here, the mitzvah tshuva has the power to like uproot. You're taking away the maisa you did, since you're uprooting the thought in your mind that you feel bad you did it. The uprooting of the thought is considered as if you uprooted the maisa. So you don't have the maisa aver at all. That's the way tshuva works. So according to Mr. Shom also it's a bit shredding. If tshuva has the power to uproot the mice you did, so why doesn't it help for all the averus, even for chil Hashem, even for chayav b'koros? If you do tshuva, it should uproot the mice as if you didn't do the mice anymore. So the question you have to say is that that's the gzeras hakosav. The Torah says no. When tshuva works, it works that it uproots the mice you did, the bad action. But there are times that tshuva does not work. Like here, by chayav b'krisis, it doesn't work by itself. It can't uproot it. Another kasha they ask is, we know in davening, we daven sometimes, we say, vidui, avoloya ideichat yisurim v'choloim roim. We daven to Hashem, forgive us, that we should not get yisurim, not get bad sicknesses. So the question is, how can we daven to Hashem that way? Here it says, by chai b'krisis, there are certain averus that we don't have the kaporo until we get yisurim. So how can we daven to Hashem, avoloya ide yisurim, we should not get yisurim? The chura, sometimes they have to get yisurim. So one way to answer all this is, that real, the mirror explains here and says like this. He learns that really, really, tshuva is mechaper and everything. Even on chai b'krisis and on achil Hashem, if you would do tshuva shalema, if you really, really feel bad, and you really make up, you're not going to do the aver anymore, you can have complete forgiveness with tshuva alone. Why does the Gemara say for certain things you need Yisurim, and you need Yom Kippur, and you need Misa? That's the pshat, because most probably a person doesn't do Tshuva Shleima. When you do such a hard Aveira, it's very hard to do Tshuva, to really uproot it from yourself. So you need other things to help you do Tshuva. The Moshe, you need Yom Kippur. The service of Yom Kippur makes you do Tshuva. Sometimes you need Yisurim, but the fact that you get pains, that also makes you do Tshuva. And the Chet of Chil Hashem, you have to do so much Tshuva, that like this is very hard to do it, unless you have Misa. B'shas Misa, then you do Tshuva. But the pshat from all these things is, these are only things that are waking you up to make you do the Tshuva. But really, what's the Mechapa, what forgives you all the time? It's only the Tshuva. See if it could be good, the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Tshuva is Mechapra Lakoil. If a person's a Tzadik Gomer and he really does Tshuva Shlema, it could be he'll forgive him on everything. Even though the Gemara says here, sometimes we need Misa, we need Yisurim, that's only because by normal people it's very hard to do Tshuva. You need these things to help you do Tshuva. But if you would do Tshuva, Enechnami, Tshuva itself would be good. That's why it's good why we daven also. We also daven that Hashem should forgive us, that we should not have to come on to Yisurim Royim. Because if you do Tshuva Shlema, you won't have to have, or you won't have to have these Yisurim. Then, according to this, Mishul Hashem works all over. In every case, whenever you really have Tshuva Shlema, it's Oika the Mice as if you never did it, and then you won't have to have Yisurim or Mitzah. It's only because, by normal people, it's very hard to do the Tshuva unless you have these things helping you to do the Tshuva. Right. So the Marahechi Domi Chil Hashem. What's called the Chil Hashem? Rav says, "Going on, no, a person like me, like Rav, or God Lador, if I go into the butcher store to buy meat, I don't pay for it right away. If I don't give the money right now, I give it on credit, that's called the Chil Hashem." So Rashi explained already, the Chil Hashem means that people learn from you to do bid. So here, like Musum Siyam Rabbi, Abai says, this is only said, that the butcher, the man himself, the owner, doesn't go around collecting the money. In other words, most people, when you buy the meat, you pay right away. He doesn't have a book to write down all the payment, what the people owe him, the credits, but you're supposed to pay yourself. So in such a city, if you don't pay right away, people are going to learn from you, like, not to pay. They'll think, Rav went to the butcher store, now he bought the meat, he didn't pay for it. He said, put it in credit, I'll pay it tomorrow. People don't know that. People see now you're going in without paying, they'll come to learn from you to steal. They'll learn you could buy meat without paying. So that's called the Chil Hashem. You're causing people to learn not to pay. Avol b'yasu the tiboi, but in the case where the butcher man has a book, he has all the debts, everything, what people buy in credit, all the credits are written down, then less lambor, then you're allowed to. Because people know, it's a mini that city. You don't pay for it right now, you put it down on credit. Then people won't learn to steal. Omer Ravina, O master machs yasu the tiboihu. My city where I live, in Machsia, you should know, that's the place that the butcher store do go around collecting the credits. Therefore, you're allowed to buy on credit. Abaya kedishoko biswa mitre shutfi. When Abaya went to buy meat from a butcher store that two people owned it, there were two partners there, is yoyiv zuzilahai vizuzilahai. He made sure to pay both of them, at least to give both of them a little bit of money. For hoda mekarav lul gabi adodi, then we bring the two butchers together. For yovut chushbinon, then we'll make a cheshbon, exact amount, how much I pay you, how much meat I'm taking. In other words, he didn't want to go to one partner without the other one, because he was afraid maybe the other one would think again he's stealing. Like he'll see, he just went to one partner, not to me, he'll be choshed, he's not paying altogether. So Baye was always afraid people shouldn't learn from him not to steal. He always went to both partners together. At least he paid him a little bit, like a dollar. So you should know, and then later you should know that I'm buying more, and I'll make the cheshbin, then he won't think you're stealing. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, somebody like me, a God Lador, that I'm walking 4 amos in the street, if I walk 4 amos without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin, that's the Chil Hashem. In other words, people will say, hey, look at Rabbi Yochanan, he's not learning, I don't have to learn either. Rashi speaks out, they don't know that Rabbi Yochanan got finished learning 20 hours straight already, and now he's taking it easy. That people will know. People will just look at him and see the way he's not learning, they'll think, I also don't have to learn. So that's called the Chil Hashem. Or else they'll see him walking in the street without wearing tefillin, even though he'll have a reason why he's not wearing it, they won't look at that. They'll just say, look at the God Lador Rabbi Yochanan, he's not wearing tefillin, I don't have to wear tefillin either. So if people come to learn from you, that's also called the Chil Hashem. Yitzchok, the very Rabbi Yana Yomar, Kol Shechaveroi Misbayishim Mach Meshmoisev. If anybody like is embarrassed from what they say about you, you have such a bad name, that's called the Chil Hashem. I know Chil Hashem. That person calls the Chil Hashem, the fact that people speak bad about him, gave himself a bad name. In Amr of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, again, in the case, the Ko'amri, people say, Ko'amri Yinshi, people say, Sharoleh Morit, like a Kodesh Baruch Shavar Chamonis in this person. In other words, this person has such a bad name, so people are going around saying that Halabai Hashem should forgive him. That's called the Chil Hashem. And Abayi Ram Rabbi says, Ketanya, like we learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'yahav to eis Hashem lokech." You should love Hashem. What does it mean? You should love Hashem. She heishem shemayim misohav al yodecha. That because of you, people should come to love Hashem. That's this mitzvah. You have to cause other people to love Hashem. How do you do that? She yehekayva. You should read, learn chumash, pesheina, learn gemara, umeshamish tamid chachamim, and be meshamish work by tamid chachamim. For yehemaso matona benachas and abrius. And when you do business with people, do it very nicely and calmly. Maha Briya Samaras, what do people say about you? Maha Amarasalov, that Ashrei Ovim Shalom the Torah. Like, thankful is the father that taught his son Torah. Ashrei Rabba Shalom the Torah. Holy is, worthy is the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oilehem La Briya Shalom the Torah. I vet the people that don't learn Torah. Ploini Shalom the Torah. This person that learned Torah. Rol Kama Noyim Drochav. Look how nice his ways are. Kama Musukona Maisav. How sweet his actions are. All of our customers on this post, on this person, the post says, "For Yoimeli Avdei Ato Yisrael, Hashem B'choy Espur." The Kosh Baruch Hu says, "Because of you, I'm proud." The Kosh Baruch Hu is proud of such Jews. That's good. Avo Mi Shakir is somebody that learns Chumash. For Shain that learns Mishnayis. Or Mishamashim Nechavim. Some say that means Gemara. You learn with Tam Nechavim. Yes, then we all go to Yeshiva. Avo V'yei Maso Mason V'Emuna. You don't act trustfully with people. For Yandibura Benachas and Mabriyas. You don't talk nice with people. Is Mabriya Samarasalov, what do people say about you? Oiler the Ploini Shalom the Torah. Oy vait to such a person that learns Torah. Oiler the Ovish Shalom the Torah. Oy vait to his father that taught him Torah. Oiler the Rabbi Shalom the Torah. Ploini Shalom at Torah rule Kalam Kolam Isav. Look at this person, he learns Torah, and still he acts so bad. But Kalam Mukhorum Drochab, how not nice his ways are. The Yolav Akasavim, and this the Posset says, V'yoyim Alehem Am Hashem, Eilo Meyatsa Yotsu. That they should go out of my land, and that Hashem doesn't like them. That's called the Chil Hashem. You're causing Hashem's name to be Mechul. So, Koponim, the more choshev you are, the more Torah you learn, the more careful you have to be in your Maisim, that people shouldn't come to hate the Torah. Just the opposite. You have to make a Kiddush Hashem. You have to make it that people will love Hashem. So, the more nice you act, the more people see, look how nice he acts because he learned Torah. That's the way you make the Pasuk, but you have to hate Hashem with Kechem. You're going to cause people to love Hashem. Omer Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina, G'dayla tshuva shemeviyah refuas le'olam. Tshuva is so great that it brings a cure to the world. It brings a refu, people get healed. Shenem an apostle says, Erepa mishar voisom oyavam nidava. Like our Shabbat will heal them up. If you do tshuva, you'll be healed. And Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina, Rami, he has to vestira. Siv, one apostle says, Shuvu vonim shebevim. If you do tshuva, Mashma Hashem forgives you. Like as soon as you do tshuva, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. He was oikev the chet before, and it's called like you're okay. As if shayva means from before, mikoro. In other words, like we said from the Mesil Sisharim, tshuva takes away the ma'isaver as if he never did it. It's cleaned up from before. Uksiv, another, the end of the pasuk says though, Erpo mishoveseichem, I'll heal you from your forgiving, coming back. And when healed up is the pshat is that you were sick up until now, and now we're healing you. It's mashmoni mikan labor. From now on, you're going to be cleaned. But mashmoni before that is considered like you have a chet there. Rola kasha kan meyava kan meyira. If you do tshuva meyava, then it's like you oike the chet lamafrei as if you never did it. But if you only do tshuva meyira, you're afraid of the punishment. You're afraid of Hashem. That's still a good thing. But a kol then you only have your tshuva from now on. But it's still considered like the avera was there from before. We have Yehuda Ram, he has to feel like this. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shuvu bonim shevavim. Erepa mishuvah seichem. Do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, will heal you. But it calls bonim, shuvu bonim. You call the ben, a son. That's a nice name. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Anoichi be'alti bochem, v'lakachti yeschem. Echad mir v'shneim v'mishpocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi be'alti means I'm the bailim, I'm like the master over you. In other words, by doing tshuva, you're like my slave and I'm the master. So one pasuk mashmah were called slaves, avodim, and one pasuk mashmah were called bonim. And the moral akasha, kan meyavo meyira. If you do tshuva meyavo, or else even meyira, we're called bonim. We're called nice. Hashem loves us. a bigger madrega. Kanai de yisurim. But if you only do tshuva after you got a lot of pain, you were sick and yisurim happened to you, then you do tshuva, it's still a good thing, but then you only called like an eved still. That's the posuk, lechi ba'alti b'chem, I'm the bite of my own, you like. Omer Rebbe Levi, gedoyle tshuva shemagas atisa kovet. If you do real tshuva, Kalam is bringing you so close to Hashem until the kisya covered. A person shouldn't feel, I did averus, I can't be close to Hashem anymore. No, if you do tshuva, you could become very, very close. Mamash ad kisya covered. If you remember the pasuk says, tshuva yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. Mamash ad Hashem lekecha. Until Hashem, mamash until Hashem, you could come. So that's how great tshuva is. And Amar Rabbi Yechanan, gedoyle tshuva sheh doiches loises shevatoyim. If you do tshuva, it's such a great thing that Hashem